Hello and welcome to Brothers Less Grimm. I am Jeff, with me is Mark.
Hi there.
And if you like Earl Grey tea, then you are in the right place. On every episode of our show, we improvise one story. We do this by playing a card game, Once Upon a Time, but we play with our own set of house rules. If you want to know exactly what we're doing, you can go back to episode zero, listen to that. But in this story we have for you today, one of the most talented magicians of all time stops performing. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy The Master and the Nose. We are at a circus.
Ooh.
Okay. And
love a circus.
There's this massive tent. People are filing into their seats, getting ready. People are excited. They're getting their caramel corns, their kettle corns, their cotton candies, their sodas. People are excited, especially for this traveling circus, because the main event is actually this really crazy performer who he gets flaming swords and he swallows them whole, and people swear that it's real. And this is the magical Revisio.
The magical Revisio.
Yeah, he swallows swords whole.
All right.
And the swords are on fire. When he does that, I just now realized that I have the fire card. I could play that. All right, over to you.
Okay. So, you know, there's all sorts of fun things going on at the circus. There's clowns. There's a guy, like a strong man. He's got like a chair in his teeth. He's doing great. And then finally, the carnival barker is just like, all right. And the next performer, the one you're all here to see, the magical Revisio.
Ooh.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
Except there's just one guy clapping. I was gonna say, except there's more, but you beat me to it by saying thank you, sir, implying that there was in the world of the story only one person actually clapped.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, Jeff.
I guess people cheer in this reality. They don't clap. This is more of a snapping thing, and everyone's kind of looking at weird. I don't know how to explain it. You explain it. You did it.
And Revisio comes out, and he's got his flaming swords, and he is a showman. He starts off with some juggling. He's riding a unicycle while he's doing this, and then he catches the swords one by one. He's got two in one hand, and then he takes the one flaming sword while he's still on the unicycle, and he swallows it whole, and he like takes it back out, because that's how sword swallowing works, unless if you meant that like he eats it like for real, or
that's unclear, but certainly the mystique is that the trick is so good that it looks real. It looks like he's doing some David Blaine stuff, where you probably actually don't know what I mean by that. Like, I guess one trick that comes to mind is David Blaine can like stab an ice pick through his arm or hand, probably both actually. And like, what David Blaine enjoys about that trick is like looking at people and like trying to convince them that it's a trick. But the truth is, he's just like stabbed himself so many times that it's scarred, so he can stab himself in this specific spot and it doesn't bleed, because he's a crazy person.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing to do.
So
why would he do that?
Why? You can. There's reasons. He's just a performer, magician, and crazy person.
All right.
So, Revisio maybe is doing that. Certainly he is a good performer, and there's talk about it being real, but no, I haven't actually stated one way or the other if it's real or not.
All right. So I guess in the illusion, or maybe reality, or whatever it is, like, the sword just disappear into his mouth, and he doesn't pull it back out. Like, the sword swallowers he's, like, see on the street.
Yeah.
This chumps. Those fakers, those posers. No, he swallows these swords. And then he takes the next one, throws it up into the sky, and then it's falling back down towards him blade first, and he swallows that one whole. And then the third one, how do you one up that? I guess what he'll do is he'll make
it wider so it's harder to swallow, make it a different color fire so it looks cooler.
It's definitely a different color
fire. You
can
Kylo Ren it, where you get, like, you know how normal lightsabers are just straight, but Kylo Ren's got
the... he's got the guard.
There's a word for that.
There is. I don't know it.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
But this blade is burning in a different color. He throws it up. He does a backflip off of the unicycle, and then he catches it and in his mouth and swallows it whole. It is...
I don't know why, it just makes me think of SeaWorld. It's like a dolphin.
It is a beautiful performance.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild. Everyone is hooting and hollering. One guy is clapping. And he bows and then goes backstage. And I'll pass it to you there.
Okay, so the crowd is hooting and hollering. He goes backstage.
One guy is clapping.
One guy is clapping. Okay. And then, you know, Carnival Barker comes out and encourages people to buy t-shirts and stuff. And that's the end of the show. okay, so Barker, who I will also say is the owner of the circus, he goes backstage and is, like, really ecstatic and excited, praising everybody who performed that night. There was the lion tamer. There was the tiger tamer.
Different set of skills, those two.
They're not the same at all. Like, you would be surprised. One of them uses a chair, the other one uses a stool, and then a whip. So chair, stool, and whip. Totally different. And yeah, they don't get along all that well. But of course, the crown jewel here has got to be Revisio. So Carnival Barker goes up to Revisio. He's like, man, that was your best performance yet. When you did that backflip, I swear, you're a once-in-a-generation, once-in-a-century talent, Mr. Revisio. I am honored that I get to profit off you. No, we're a partnership, though. I was just kind of, you know, joking around there. Of course, you're making plenty of money as well. You get a pretty good cut. Like, I pay you well.
$1 No.
You get a dollar. It's for everyone who claps, you get a dollar. That's fair. That was the... You're the performer. You're supposed to make people clap. It's fair that it should be tied to people clap.
You should probably not have signs out that say, please don't clap, only hoot and holler.
Yeah. And, let's see. Revisio, he's not happy tonight. He's kind of sad. And he tells the Carnival Barker that tonight is going to be his last performance. He's going to retire because he has come down with a disease. He's diseased. And in a few months, he's not going to be able to do his act anymore. The disease is going to somehow prevent him from doing his act.
What is it? Holes in the stomach? A burnt esophagus? Huh? Rubicio, what are you talking about? What disease is keeping you from performing?
See, I don't know what it should be. That's why I was, like, keeping it vague. But, so I'm just going to say Rubicio doesn't want to say. He's like, you know what? That's private. Mr. Carnival Barker. And, yeah, I don't want you to worry about me. It's just, don't worry about it, but, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to perform ever again. If you get some kind of, if you find someone who's able to learn, I'd be happy to teach them so you can continue doing the circus after I'm gone. But I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to step down from performing. Over to you.
All right. He then leaves the circus tent and is making his way to his little his little caravan that he stays in, and he's walking through, and people who are still at the circus, like, looking at the elephants or something, they're just like, it's Rubicio, and they're all like, how do you do it? How do you swallow the sword's whole? And Rubicio is, like, very psyched. He's like, yeah, fans, excellent. And the carnival barker back in the tent
is, like,
sign
my sword. Sign my sword.
Yeah, sure. Do you have a pen that could write on a sword?
I have welding equipment.
You want me to weld my name into the sword?
Maybe engraving equipment makes more sense. I should have brought engraving equipment. You're right.
and we cut back to the tent, and the carnival barker is just like, tiger tamer. You're going to learn how to swallow swords. And the tiger tamer is just like, I do not want to do that. I'd much rather face my jungle cat with nothing but a stool and a whip. You know, my job. I'd rather do my job than Rubicio's job. I feel like I'm being reasonable when I say that. And
spent my whole life learning to do this specific job.
And the lion tamer is just like, yeah, but it's not like you're taming lions with only a chair. And he's just like, exactly. Tigers are a lot more complicated than lions. And it's like, mm-mm. And then they have a heated argument about which cat is more difficult to tame. And the carnival bark is just like, shut
lions,
up.
Lions are way more difficult. They shed so much more.
I'm drowning in this pointless argument. All right, guys, come on. Tiger tamer, you're gonna be my new, you're gonna be the next Rubicio. You can even use the name. I think I'm not sure. I think I can do that.
It's kind of probably. Like a bond thing, you know. It's just whoever is doing the job.
Like it doesn't make sense that I should abandon all of the brand recognition of Rubicio. And it's not like he's going off to swallow swords anymore. He quit. He's quitting the industry. So I think I'm good using the name Rubicio for you instead of Tiger Tamer. And the Tiger Tamer is just like, by the way, I've been working here for years and you've only ever called me Tiger Tamer. My name is Donald. Over to you.
Tiger Tamer, listen. I'm tired of all this, like, pushback on this. I'm the boss. You're the new Rubicio. Congratulations, it's a promotion. Now you're going to get paid every time somebody claps, okay? You should be thanking me.
Can we take down the signs that say please don't clap? No.
I will handle the business decisions, okay? You got to just trust that I know what I'm doing. All right. So, actually, matter of fact, why don't you start right now? Because we have a show in the next town over in a few days, and I would like for you to be the new Revisio headliner of our show. So, Carnival Barker brings Donald over to Revisio's caravan, and they knock on the door, and said, the Carnival Barker's like, "Hey, I found someone for you to train. Here he is." And then Revisio opens the door, sees Donald, and is like, "Hey, this is Donald. He's the tiger tamer." Carnival Barker's like, "I know, right? Isn't it convenient? Like, he was right here the whole time. Your replacement. It's perfect. All right, so get to work training him. I'm going to go count my money." Because I have to, because we just had a show. I want to make sure, like, everybody gets paid appropriately. I'm a good boss, okay? I'm not just greedy. Gonna count my cut first, but, you know, good boss. Okay, Carnival Barker walks away. I guess I should call him owner, because he's more of an owner than just a barker.
Mm-hmm.
Revisio's like, "I'm not gonna train you." Donald's like, "That's good." Donald's like, "Hey, why does anybody need to be trained at all? You're great and you're in your prime. Why would you stop doing this?" And I'm going to have Revisio invite Donald in for, I'll say, some tea. Revisio, big tea drinker. Over to you.
So the owner is just in his much more luxurious caravan.
Double caravan.
Yeah. One for me, and one for me, and one for me, and one for the crew, and one for me, and one for me. And he's just kind of having a big, big grin on his face and just smiling and laughing about all the money that he has. And the two are drinking their tea, and it's just their Earl Greys, and the tiger tamer Donald is just like, "And another thing, I don't think he's actually paying us all that much." And Revisio is just like, "Yeah."
I guess I was hoping it was going to be like, "And another thing, the stripes are like confusing sometimes, you know? Like this is still about the tiger's mind."
I like that too. He's alternated between
yeah.
the two.
Yeah, I feel like he's got to do both, right?
Yeah. Like, he's guarding the books constantly. So and also, orange? What animal is orange? And
mine's a kind of orange. Kind of. They're like tan. They're tan.
It's different. Different colors.
Yeah.
And tigers go up trees sometimes. Have you ever seen a lion in a tree? What if that tiger were to go up in the up the ladder? You Wait, know, where
tigers
the, where
go up trees? That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it is, which makes them a lot scarier than you know, just your silly lion. You know, that's more invested in its mane.
That's why I
that's
need
the only
whip.
Reason why people like it.
Because he's just gonna climb the stool. You know, he just sees that. It's like, "Oh man, branches, gotta climb that." Like, so you need the whip. You need two hands. It's a two-handed job. Lions, one object. Different.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hear you, man. and the lion tamer and the strong man are at their caravan. They got a cheap bottle of wine. And they're talking, and the lion tamer is just like, "And here's the thing about lions," and I'll pass it over to you there.
So wait, hold on. Lion tamer says, "Here's the thing about lions." Who's he talking to?
The strong man, who's another performer.
Okay.
They're drinking wine.
The one that I work with has a mane. Okay, it's a male lion. Okay, the mane adds a whole extra layer of complicated choreography, because not only do I need to make the lion go where I need it to go and like snap his teeth when I need him to snap his teeth, I need him to snap his teeth in such a way that his mane kind of flutters in a way that is visually pleasing. You know, there's an artistic visual element. It's more like a dance, whereas the tiger is just kind of this brute, like, get away from me, kind of like, I'm going to whip you if you get close. Like, it's just, it's like just brutality. Whereas mine is, my art is all about finesse. You know, I'm like, you know, that like gymnastics routine, with like the string that you wave around. I'm doing that. And he's just doing like strongman stuff. It's like totally lame.
Hey.
You do different stuff though. Okay. It's different for you. You do interesting things. Like you snap this like tree trunk in half with your bare hands. Like that's just a feat of human strength. He's using a whip. So he's like, that's like cheating in my book. I'm on your side, Mr. Strongman, and you're on my side. Okay, we're buddies. We need an alliance.
I'm not sure if I'm on your side anymore.
Okay. I wanted to do something. Okay. So next day, Revisio goes up to, I guess they would be in transit. So on to the next way. So they stop for like a meal. At one point, or maybe it's just they camp the next night. Yeah, sure. Let's go. With just they travel for a day, and then they camp the next night. Revisio goes up to the owner and is like, "Okay, so here's the deal. I'm not gonna train Donald. You need to find somebody else."
Who is Donald?
Okay. You know what? I think I've realized what I need to do. Okay. Because this sword swallowing art is, this is my legacy. I have this knowledge. I need to pass it on to somebody who's going to do it justice. I can't just teach it to any random person. Certainly not someone would be resentful to learn it, like Donald would be, who is the tiger tamer, to remind you. Like, Donald doesn't want to learn.
What were we saying?
He's been with us for 6 years.
And?
Nothing. I just want to say, like, I want to, like, protect my legacy and, like, guard this art, you know? So I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna find my own apprentice, okay? I promise I will find someone good. But I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to need you to give me some of the treasure from last night to fund my travels as I go and look for an apprentice. And over to you.
And the owner just kind of laughs at that. And it's just like, feel free to go, but you're not getting any of the treasure from last night. Get out of here. I don't want to see you ever again, Revisio. Your legacy belongs to me. Your act belongs to me. And Revisio's just like, all right, I'm going to go. You're acting kind of weird now. And he leaves. And he's headed, he's grabbing stuff, he's throwing it all.
Wait, no, don't leave, though.
Wait, what? But I just said this whole conversation was about me leaving. I'm gonna do that now.
No, but I need you. You complete my circus. I can't just have you leaving.
I can't keep performing, and I can't train Donald. I need to go find an apprentice that can learn to swallow swords.
I'll
and
pay you to train Donald.
Can't you just pay me to train someone else?
No.
Why not?
Wait, how much are you asking for? You're actually making some good points. But the problem is, like, how am I going to know you're not going to just take this money and run?
I mean, I've worked for you for years. There's got to be some sort of trust. I feel like I'm a really good employee, you know?
You gotta trust me. Train Donald. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it. Cut to Donald. He's like listening and like, no.
I don't think he'll like it. I don't think anyone will like it.
But it's convenient.
Yeah, but I get that. I get that it's convenient for you. It's really inconvenient for us to, you know? It'd be more convenient for me to teach someone that wants to learn. And also, who's gonna keep track of the tiger, you know, if Donald's busy learning how to swallow flaming swords.
All right, you know what? You wore me down. I'm gonna give you some money. I want you back with an apprentice in 2 weeks.
All right. So he gets some money and he leaves the circus. Donald is just like, hey, Revisio. Yeah, Donald, you're my best friend. You're the only person here who gets the tiger taming. It's one of the most difficult things. Probably the most difficult thing, you know, besides swallowing flaming swords whole. I feel like I'm putting my foot in my mouth right now, but I'm going to miss you. He's like, I'm going to miss you too, Donald.
Can I have your Earl Grey?
Sure. And then they hug. Over to you.
All right, so Revisio sets out, I'll say the following morning, because they were camping, on his journey to find a new apprentice. And it's hard to know where to start. So I guess he just kind of goes to the nearest town, goes to their main street, just kind of looking around, talking to people, getting a feel for who's out there. Doesn't really know how to go about this quest to find people. He asks if there's any magicians in the area, any magic shows going on. And I guess maybe it takes him like a few towns, but he does get somebody who's like, yeah, you know what? There's somebody who's supposed to be pretty good, performing at, my nephew's birthday party. You should check him out. Or, you know, her out. We could make it a lady magician. Because there's too many dudes in this story.
There are a lot of dudes in this story.
And Previsio asks for the address and the day, the time, and hopefully it's tomorrow, because he only has 2 weeks. And he's already gone through a few towns, so he's burned through his first week already, just looking for somebody who knows a magician. He hears about this birthday party with the lady magician. Okay, over to you.
So he goes to the party, and she's doing great work. She's wearing a red nose. That's a lot of fun. She's having...
I'd love it if she's, like, not even a magician. She's a clown. Wait, is she a magician? Or is she kind
of... I was going to... A little bit of both. Okay. Longest scarf he's ever seen coming out of a mouth. Just keeps on going. Just... And he's just like, what? It's still going? There's still a scarf? He's getting really into this. He's more into it than any of the children.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Yep, that was what I said. And after the show, just like, that was amazing. What is your name? And she's like, oh, thanks. I'm Rose. Just like, Rose, I'm Revisio. And she's just like, all right. It's like, listen, I am one of the greatest magicians. I can swallow swords whole. And she's just like, neat. And he's just like, but unfortunately, I can't keep doing it forever, and I need to train an apprentice to swallow swords. Will you let me teach you how to swallow swords? And at that, she's just like, ew, what are you talking about?
Also, the swords are on fire. I don't know if I've mentioned that. Did I mention that? And they're on fire. No, sometimes you have to do backflips.
I don't want to do this.
We're going to have to lose the red nose as well. It's not a good look.
Okay, it's a great look. And I resent that you're making it about looks anyway. This is magic, okay? It's not all about looks. It's not all sequence and eroticism. And it's like, what type of magicians are you interacting with? And she's like, usually bad ones. He's like, no, just look. And then he pulls out a sword and he's just like, sets it on fire. It's like, look. And then he swallows it. And she's just like, all right, that's a pretty cool trick. How'd you do that? Like she becomes legitimately curious. And he's just like, you know what? I'll tell you the secret. Over to you.
Enix?
Yeah, let's do that. Wow, okay.
What does that mean?
They're not great.
Oh, okay.
How are yours?
Well, I have stuff that could work. One that's, you know, you change a word and kind of there. Maybe a couple words. I really like that one, though, because changing words. And the other one's just kind of like vague enough where it's like, yeah, that'll work. So we're okay for now, I think. So okay. Wait, yours are just like no-goes?
I mean, there's one that's a sort of go if we wanted to, but I'm not in love with it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so Revisio brings Rose back to the circus. They make it just under 2 weeks, at 2 weeks on the dot. Revisio's like,
you're late, I want my money back. You're late.
So, it's 2 weeks, including the last day. I'm on time.
Pretty sure it was just 2 weeks, you know? 2 weeks is 2 weeks. You're turning into 15 days here, Revisio. We had a deal. A deal's a deal is a deal is a deal.
It was, wait, no, 15, no, it's been 14 days. Wait, when did you start? Because, like, I started the day that I left. Because, yeah, like, we agreed to it on that, like, Thursday. But I left on the Friday.
Yeah, so the clock started.
That's the start. It's the Friday.
As you're saying that, like, you know, you wanted 2 weeks and, you know, if you left, like, 3 days later, that's when it starts. No, it starts when the deal is made. You're late.
But you gave me the money on Friday.
Yeah, but you didn't, like, we had the deal, but you didn't, it's not like you were leaving, you didn't need it yet.
All right, this is your new boss.
A pleasure to meet
Rose,
you.
This is, he's an acquired taste. But, he is a jerk a lot of the time, but he's not like a bad dude. So, you'll get used to it. This is Rose. This is who I'm going to train.
Why is she wearing a red nose?
She's wearing a red nose because she's going to put her own spin on my act. She's going to, like, make it her own. She's going to be the magical Rosicio. Just going to change a few letters, but it sounds similar.
Rosalie, I do not like that name.
We're going to workshop the name a little bit. And also her attitude towards the name.
Don't need to workshop the attitude. We don't need to workshop her attitude. I can just be Rose. I could just be myself. I could just be Rose. I don't need to be Rosavia or whatever.
The majestic Rose. Just Rose is fine with me.
My name? If we really want to get to it, we could go to, you know, Rose the Magician, Rose the Clown.
I'm still partial to Magical Revisio because that's printed on all of our merch. Also, if you could lose the red nose, that'd be great. It
makes me feel comfortable on stage. I feel like I need it. Makes it so I separate my personal life and my professional life. That's what the nose symbolizes here.
I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm an honest, good boss. I hate the nose, and you need to lose it, or you're fired.
I don't need this job. I could go back to children's parties.
Children's parties? Revisio, are you kidding me? Children's parties. Well, you gave me 2 weeks.
They can be pretty fun.
She gave a hell of a performance. You should have seen her. Do the neckerchief thing. Pull the things out. The handkerchief. Pull it out. You gotta see this. Gotta see this, boss. Check it out. Rose, do it. Why are you staring at me like that? Just do it. I'm gonna pass it over to you. I feel like I've done enough here.
And Rose is just like, maybe we should workshop your attitude, Revisio. And Revisio's just, no, come on, like, the scarf thing, it's a really cool trick. You should do it. It's like the reverse of what I'm doing. Instead of like a metal object coming in, it's a clothy object coming out. It's basically, you know, you're halfway understanding the act. Anyway, you should sew the Barker this. And she's like, you know what? I don't want to. I don't want to right now. And then she just kind of walks away, and Revisa is like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know she was going to be like this. You know, when I showed her the trick, she was very interested. She clearly cares about magic. Maybe doesn't necessarily care about showmanship. Otherwise, she would love the name Rosvicio. What did you say? Rosvicio?
I don't remember what I said.
Okay, I think I'm going to say you said Rosvicio. And the park is just like, why not just, you know, keep it the magical Rovicio? It's like, but that's my name. It's like, yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, I got a lot of t-shirts that say it. And, you know, this is not a statement on your act, but, you know, the t-shirts just haven't been selling quite as well. And I'd like to offload that product before I have to get new shirts, you know? And they get into a conversation about these t-shirts and the money chest.
Donald, like, comes up to him and asks for more t-shirts for his tiger's cage.
It's like, why do you need t-shirts for a tiger's cage? Is the tiger's cage made out of t-shirts?
No, she peed again. Come on.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Take as many as you need. The extra smalls, that we got plenty of those. It's like, you think it's an extra small pee? No, I need like a medium at least. It's just like, the you got to understand, like, these shirts, they kind of sell at a bell curve. Like, mediums are the ones that actually, like, it's nice to have on stock because it's the most popular. Take an extra small. He's like, all right, but I'm going to need at least three. He's like, fine, take three. Okay? And Donald's just like, hey, Rovizio, good to see you again, man. Thanks for the tea. And he walks away. And Rose is walking around the circus, and she bumps into the lion tamer. And I will pass it over to you there.
Who are you? Do you like lions or tigers? Choose a side and make it, why is it lions? Rose is like, this circus is weird, and I am probably going to be leaving soon, because I don't really like the vibe here. I kind of like the vibe of kids' birthday parties. You can kind of just do whatever you want, and everybody loves it, and there's no pressure to take off your nose. And Lion Tamer is like, wait, why are you wearing that nose? It looks weird. You should probably take it off. And Rose is like, why is everybody so obsessed with my nose? Why does it matter to anybody? Who cares? Like, and why is nobody mentioned that I'm wearing an afro colored wig? Like, why is everybody focused on the nose? Like,
I didn't even notice the wig. I was so distracted by the nose.
So she was just like wandering away. What was Rovizio doing? Like,
he was apologizing to the barker for his choice, and then they got in an argument about money and how the t-shirt sales wandered
away. Okay, I guess she can be alone. Lion Tamer's like, so you're gonna leave? You came. Oh, dude, you're the Rovizio person, aren't you? You're gonna train to do his act. His act is actually, I must admit, it's pretty impressive. It's definitely better than the Tiger Tamer. Probably better than the Strongman. I mean, he's the headliner for a reason. It's not like better than mine, but like nobody understands my art, so like that's kind of why he's the headliner and I'm not. But yeah, like you should be. You must be excited to learn from them. But wait, you said you were leaving because you don't like the vibe? That's seems a little fair. Short-sighted. Does seem fair. Did you talk to the Tiger Tamer? That's probably why. Rose is like, no, it's you and also everybody else. I may have talked to the Tiger Tamer. I don't know. I think we're just going to go to bed because kind of done talking to people for today.
Just going to go. It's 2 p.m.
Yeah, I like to practice my act before bed, and it just kind of winds me down. And you know, it's none of your business when I go to bed. Okay? Do you know where I can get some weed? Also, I need it before bed.
Oh, it's the circus. We all got some here.
I'm surprised you didn't like bump into like a weed tree on your way over here. we have all of the weed. That's how we make most of our money. What do you think is in this popcorn candy cane? Or not candy cane, cotton candy. That's the one. Yeah, what do you think we make the t-shirts out of? Like, this is it's the weed show. Rose is like, oh, okay, thanks. I feel like you're exaggerating because I don't actually see any weed plants around here. And that's, anyway. See ya. Thanks. So Rose goes back to her guest caravan, I guess. She goes in there. She takes her wig off. She's got short hair. And she takes her nose off. And it's deformed. It's like crooked. It's like kind of like permanently broken. She just kind of like touches her nose and looks a little sad. Over to you.
Okay. So there's a knock on her door and she's like, go away. And like, they're still knocking and it's Revisio. And it's just like, Rose, I really think you should show the Barker the scarf trick. And she's like, I'm not in the mood. And the owner's just like, listen, I got a strong man here. He can easily tear down this door. And you know what? I don't want to have to pay for the repair of the door. So if you could just open it, that'd be great. And she's just like, I never should have come here. I should have just stayed at doing children's parties. I was really popular with the kids. They were all saying things just like, yeah, she was okay. And like things like, I'm kind of outgrowing clowns, I think.
3.2 stars on Yelp.
Rave reviews for my industry. Most ones get like cake thrown at them. You know how much kids like cake? So much. And they're wasting cake and throwing it at a clown. That's how much they hate the other people in my industry.
The no, fact they, that they consider hate clowns me more than they like cake.
But not me. They liked cake more than they hated me. So they never threw cake at me.
Got some tomatoes. But, you know.
They were fresh. They weren't rotten tomatoes. But they were thrown at me still.
Some cabbage here and there.
Their cabbage was usually rotten.
One of them threw a flower. But, like, I think that's because that's all that he had on hand. Like, he looked kind of angry.
I still kept it. I pressed it and put it in between, like, some pages of a book. And it's pressed. And I tell people that that flower's thrown at me during my act. And then they're like, oh, that's sweet. And I don't tell them the part that it's angry, usually. Anyway, what?
Yeah, anyway, what were we talking about? You should do the trick.
And she's like, no, I don't want to. And at that point, the strong man, you know, forces the door open, and they see her without the nose and the afro. And she's like, what happened to your hair? He's like, what do you mean? It's just like, you cut it. It's like, no, it was a wig. It wasn't my natural hair. What hair grows in rainbow color, you idiots? And it's like, oh.
It's a really realistic rainbow wig.
It just looked really convincing. And Revisa is like, just please, here's some scarves. Just show them the trick. And she's like, fine. And she shows them the trick, and the three of them, the owner, Revisio, and the Barker, or the strongman, are all just floored at how much scarf is just coming out of her mouth right now. And I'll pass it back to you.
There's like so much scarf, and it's still going through my entire turn. Over to you. Sorry, I just wanted to do that joke. I can take a real turn if you don't have anything to say.
And then their applause and hollering and like excitement goes and goes and goes for my entire turn. Over to you.
Okay, here we go. Rose is floored. She is amazed. Not only did they love the trick, but nobody has commented on her nose. And she says, you know what, guys? I know you're just being nice, polite, but you know what? I think I think I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to start training with Revisio. I'd like to keep wearing the nose. Because I feel like you're just being nice and intentionally not saying anything. Because it's hideous. And they all reassure her. They're like, no, we don't care. Strongman genuinely didn't notice. He was really focused on that hair. He's like baffled by the hair. He's like laying at the wig. Like, wait.
They actually kind of she puts it back on.
He like tries on the wig himself. It's just like, does it look like I have hair, guys? I'm imagining he's a bald man.
Like, no, it doesn't look as real on you.
So, the next day, Revisio and Rose begin training. I'll pass it over to you.
So they're standing next to each other, and he just, the swords are not on fire.
So, right, so go ahead and eat the sword.
And she's like, that's it? And he's like, that's it. You just put the sword in your mouth, and she
I feel like there's got to be a trick to it. It's like, it's not like a cheeseburger.
And she like holds it, like, you know, it's not as complicated as you think. What happens is people get in their own head about it, and that's the problem.
I feel like I'm going to stab all of my organs.
Worst case scenario, you stab maybe two of them. They're not like all in a line. The couple are, but trust me, you won't. Just calm down. Just take some deep breaths, and then swallow the sword.
Is there like a child sized sword that we like a starter sword?
You mean like a dagger? You want to start with a dagger?
Yeah, or maybe like a Twizzler or something.
How about a Swiss Army knife? Because like you need something sharp. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. You know?
All right. Swiss Army knife. All right. I trust you. Swiss Army knife.
All right. So, the tricky thing about Swiss Army knife is you got to make sure that when you're swallowing it, because, like, the sword is actually a little bit easier in a way. More intimidating for sure, but, you know.
The sword is easier than the Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, because if you swallow the Swiss Army knife, it will have to go down the esophagus, and you can't hold on to the whole thing, so you're in less control of the knife. But you can still do it here. Like, I'll show you. And he just takes the Swiss Army knife and then eats it, and it's, like, easy.
Oof,
right?
That's... gonna have to avoid spicy food for a while or something. I don't know. He says something that, like, the knife, like, poked him in a way that's, like, it affect his eating habits. I don't know what that should be, but... See, I mean, that's why it's hard. It's an advanced trick. Yeah. So.
And it's just like, maybe I'll start with the sword then. It's like, excellent. Excellent choice. All right. So just take that sword, put it in your mouth. And she's holding it up, and she puts it like an inch into her mouth and then takes it out. It's like, you know, I feel like maybe we should start with some theory rather than getting into the practice. She's like, oh, okay. All right. And then he pulls out, like, he like walks off frame, even though that's not how this works at all. And he walks back into frame, and he has a chalkboard now, and he draws a crude drawing of a man's of a mouth and an esophagus and a sword. And he's like, all right, so what you want to do is you want the sword to go down into the stomach. Got it? That's the theory. Over to you.
This is not helping at all. This is a terrible drawing. Revisio's like, oh, I'm sorry. And he draws like an afro wig on the character. So, sword goes in the mouth. Rose just kind of looks at him incredulous, like, how the hell am I supposed to learn how to swallow swords with this guy as my teacher? But we get a bit of a training montage.
Yep, I was really like, cut to a week later or so.
Yeah, and she's really good at it. Yeah, I mean, he's a good teacher. Like, the drawing actually, surprisingly, makes a lot of sense. You just kind of, it's like a mental thing. You know, she wasn't looking at it correctly initially. You know, Ruisio was right. They had to workshop her attitude a bit.
still just wants to be called Rose.
Still just wants to be called Rose. I guess I'll end it. I feel like I'm pretty close here.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, she wants to be called Rose. The owner, he's a good boss. So he's like, you know what? We'll reprint some t-shirts. We'll give the t-shirts that we have to the tiger tamer. Lion tamer doesn't want any, apparently, because, I don't know, t-shirts are too good for his lion or something. I don't know. He said something about art. I stopped listening. okay, so yeah, the boss kind of reaches a nice compromise. Ruisio watches a few shows of Rose. She definitely puts her own spin on it. Initially, I think she probably would wear her nose on stage. But then, like, some little boy started making fun of her, like, Rose the nose, Rose the nose. And she was, no, that would probably get worse. She, no, I guess the truth is she probably just gets comfortable with herself. Mm-hmm. Takes her nose off, you know? So, it all worked out, except Rose didn't really get paid all that well. The owner's kind of a jerk, which is why you should never trust an honest man. Mark, is there anything you want to bring up before we say goodbye about the master and the nose?
So I laughed really, really hard on the re-listen when that fanboy went up to Ruisio and asked him to weld his signature into the sword.
and then just like, the way he realized that welding is not, he should have brought engraving equipment.
Yeah. And then that led to just, like, for me, like, a solid while of just hilarity that I was, to me, this was a really funny story.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. But I think actually for me, the standout moment is not a funny moment. It's when they all break into Rose's guest caravan and they see her without mm-hmm. her nose. Yeah. And then they don't say anything about it. Up to that point, everyone had been, like, pretty much, I think it was, everyone had been hassling her about, like, taking that nose off. And then when they finally see her without it, they don't say anything. They mention her hair, like, what's up with that afro rig? Like, you cut your hair or something. And then they ask to see the scarf trick, which is why they were there in the first place. And you did that part where they first entered. So I was curious, what were you thinking when you were telling that part of the story?
I don't even remember, to be honest.
You just kind of... I think you may have just been doing a bit with the afro wig.
I think so. I got really on board with the afro wig and, like, them not fully realizing it was a wig at times, and, like, the strongman in particular being really confused by it.
That's really cool. I very specifically remember us telling this story and me, like, smiling and being really happy that they weren't mentioning that. I thought it was a really cool character moment. Just like, oh, thanks for not saying anything. It's the moment, it's really a turning point for Rose where she's able to be like, you know what? Maybe I'll stick around.
Yeah, that is like the emotional core that makes the story work.
and then when you're just all about Team Lion Tamer, Team Tiger Tamer.
I am so about Tiger and Lion Tamers.
Which team are you, Mark?
I mean, I feel like we spend more time with the Tiger Tamer.
I think so too. I prefer tigers to lions, so that might be kind of my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I think we're going to have to go Tiger Tamer. And plus, you know, we've all seen Lion Tamers.
Yeah.
It's the norm. Like, when have you ever seen a Tiger Tamer? They climb trees, Jeff. Now I'm just repeating the jokes. I love that moment where he's like,
the reason he needs a whip is because the tiger sees the stool and picks branches. I can't even say it. It's so ridiculous. Oh, man. I was really pleasantly surprised on the re-listen with, like, how many reasons there were to like one side or the other. They were actually pretty different in their approaches too. I was happy with that argument.
But obviously Rose is the heart of the story. She's the character that makes it work.
My favorite character.
Yeah.
I mean, Revisio is great. He's a, like, it's really cool to, I liked our inciting incident where it's like, it's really like talented, kind of mysterious magician. Once in a century talent retires. That's a cool character. Second favorite character.
Yeah.
Rose is better. At least, at least more interesting to me.
Yeah.
So any, closing thoughts on the Master in the Nose, Mark?
Team Tiger, man.
Team Tiger. Team Earl Grey.
What about you? You have any closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts? I think I'm good. I'm ready to hear about what's happening next time, Mark.
Next time, we have a Brothers Less Grimm after school special.
That sounds fantastic to me.
I mean, I don't want to talk it up, but it is.
All right, well, before we talk it up too much, maybe we should just say goodbye.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye.